Hi, Tavis. Thank you.
So my dad isn't necessarily a techie, but he's pretty savvy. He can figure out and use what I get him. So what are some ideas that are useful? But it's Father's Day. It's a gift. I want him to have fun with them as well.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, one of the things that, you know, is kind of really hot nowadays is the ability to make your own digital videos. You know, the price of, like, digital camcorders and different things like that have really come down in the recent years. You know, and there's nothing like being able to take a digital camcorder, you know, out and about with you to, you know, your various different family functions and be able to create something that's not only high quality, but something that you're going to be able to cherish for a long time. There's a lot of devices out there nowadays that can do just that. For example, there's a Panasonic digital camcorder that there's several different models, but something like an SD80 allows you to take HD video right onto an SD card. So it's, you know, a very small little media card. You can have a whole handful of them. So if you run out of space, it's real easy to pop it out and change it with a new one, and you're on the go again.
How compact have these camcorders become now?
Oh, it's actually, these for example, these Panasonics, I mean, they literally fit in the palm of your hand. So they're very discreet. It's not like, you know, the old school 80s where you've got the massive VHS camcorder on the top of your shoulder. You know, it's not like that anymore. So, I mean, they're very small, very compact, very easy to throw in a little case. In fact, you can carry multiple devices in the same case nowadays, and you're good to go.
Sure. Camcorder is a great idea for, well, we're talking about capturing and preserving memories. Let's stick with that theme. What else would you recommend?
Sure. Well, as far as, you know, similar along the lines of that, once you've got it captured, then you probably want to be able to share it. Well, there's a lot of various different portable multimedia players out there nowadays, too. And, you know, obviously there's all the different tablets out there which could also act as like a player. But there are dedicated devices such as like the Microsoft Zune. There's various different models there that have different capacities and features, you know, for those types of applications as well.
And if maybe video isn't Dad's thing, you can also probably find some great digital cameras in the market.
Oh, absolutely. Digital cameras is another area. I'm not by any stretch of the imagination what I would consider a professional photographer, but I would like to call myself an amateur photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is kind of an area that is very interesting to me, and I've done tons of research in that particular area. And a lot of the cameras nowadays are, you know, very, very high quality for the money. You know, you can go up to like a digital DSLR nowadays, but if you're not even that advanced, just some of the point-and-shoot cameras are simply amazing. For example, the Canon PowerShot. There's several different models, but a couple of my favorites are the S95 or S100, and it's just a really sharp image that gets created, really good resolution. It's a little bit more of an expensive point-and-shoot. It's about a $400 camera. But as far as a quality image, you're not going to beat it for a point-and-shoot. Another little less expensive model would be like the PowerShot ELF, like probably the 320 model. Those are about $250. Those cameras also do a really good job, you know, shooting in low light, different things like that. One of the features that I like about that camera, too, is it's actually Wi-Fi enabled. So basically, you can take some pictures. If you're at a Wi-Fi hotspot, you can share it right from the camera. So that's actually pretty cool, too.
Is it worth it anymore to go for an actual digital camera versus using your smartphone?
Well, you know, in my opinion, yes. A lot of people would say, you know, it's kind of like, well, it's built right in. Why don't I just use it? But from my experience, smartphones are getting better and better with their cameras. But when you have a dedicated camera that, you know, has a lot of features built right into what it actually can do, you know, then to me, it's worth it. Some people, they might not really care as much. So I guess it really comes down to your personal preference of how much you really care about that digital picture, you know, as far as like how, what kind of quality you're getting, then it may not be, you know, as important for you. It's similar, too, with, you know, the digital camcorders. Even cameras nowadays, the digital cameras have the ability to shoot HD video right from the camera. And it's kind of a similar feature or similar concept of, you know, hey, it might be good enough for you if you're not really, you know, an HD video buff and you just want to take a few extra, you know, video clips when you're out and all you want to take is one device, something like that. That might actually work out well for you, too, that way.
Okay, so I'm shopping for the dad who has everything. He's already got one of these digital cameras. Can I get him anything to go with it?
Oh, sure. You know, how about a digital photo frame?
Yeah.
You know, something like that where you can just throw your pictures on there. You know, might be a good idea to preload that, you know, with some photos you've already taken for dad, you know, so he's got some memories right out of the box.
Those are
like
great. Those are great because all you really need once you get the frame is just a little flash drive, right?
That's right. Just stick it right in and you're good to go. And, you know, even some of the frames nowadays, too, they're coming with Wi-Fi capability as well. So you just point it over to a shared location on your network and it grabs the pictures from there. So you don't even have to swap anything out. You just, you know, if you wanted to randomly pull pictures from a subfolder somewhere on your computer, tell it where to go and it finds them and you're good to go.
My dad and I can share a phone call occasionally. My dad lives 2,400 miles away from Northwest Indiana, but we've never tried something like Skype before. How easy can I make this for him?
Skype is actually a very, very simple tool. Basically, if you have a computer, you can Skype. The one minor requirement might be, you know, that not every computer necessarily has would be a like a webcam, something like that. But if you have a laptop, a lot of laptops have a webcam built right in. It's as simple as going to Skype's website, downloading their utility. And, you know, this is something that has to be done on both ends. So it might be something you're going to have to walk dad through over the phone. So be prepared for that one, you know, to get that installed and set up on his end. Or, hey, it's a good opportunity to go visit. You know, if he's that far away, make a trip out, set up Skype for him, and when you're back home, you can chat with him over the Internet. And it's quick and easy, and it really doesn't take that long to install and get set up and working. It's actually quite intuitive once you get started.
So the webcam could be a good gift to connect with dad from wherever you are, but what about for the dad that travels, whether it's plane rides or long car rides?
Well, how about doing FaceTime or something on an iPad? That'd be pretty cool, you know, something like that, or an iPhone. You know, if they're on the go, they can take their iPhone with them, and basically as long as you've got set up similar on the same on your end, then, you know, it's very similar to Skype. You don't need the webcam, and you don't need any software. It's built right into the device. So that'd be a very simple way to accomplish the same thing on the go.
Is it better to go with, like, the pad, or is getting, like, a portable DVD player or something like that still a good idea?
Well, it certainly cost comes into play here. You know, a pad, for example, like an iPad, you know, they start at about $500 for the new iPad. It's got a really nice Retina display on it. There's more pixels in those things than the HD TVs nowadays. And as far as, like, if you want to go with just a portable DVD player, you know, it's going to be a whole lot cheaper, maybe $30 to $50. But then you're also limited to, that's all you can do with it is watch a video.
Mm-hmm.
So it really just kind of comes down to how much you want to spend and what features you're looking for. Because with an iPad or a Samsung Galaxy Tab, you know, different devices like that, I mean, you know, the possibilities are getting to be endless nowadays with how many things are out there in the app stores and things like that. So,
dad's a handyman. Does tech and dirty jobs, can it go together?
Sure. You know, there's a lot of tools nowadays that are even getting more and more techier. Say, for example, they're building laser beams into hand saws, you know,
what?
So they can cut a nice straight line.
No.
You know, laser levels, things like that. So, yeah, I mean, definitely technology is making its place all over the place, whether it's a handyman or, you know, various different other areas as well.
Speaking with Lauren Brewer of Wingenuity, Inc., talking about gizmos and gadgets for dad with this Father's Day this Sunday. And I guess these gizmos and gadgets could also be for grandpa. And so if it is for grandpa, is technology getting easier, Lauren, to use for the older generation, or is it still a little difficult for him?
That's the age-old question. Can grandpa program the VCR? And nowadays, it's can they start up the iPad and get into all the apps? I would say, you know, I've seen more and more of the older generation embracing technology and just really, you know, leveraging it in their lifestyles nowadays. You know, they're getting less and less intimidated by it, I think, because there's a larger prevalence of devices out there. So their grandkids have it, their children have it, you know, and so and a lot of times nowadays people are buying grandma, you know, a digital photo frame or, you know, something like that where, you know, they can start doing it on a much simpler level. And that's kind of like their entry into this sort of world, mm-hmm. The digital world. And then they kind of progress from there, learning, you know, perhaps an iPod to start listening to some music without having to throw their CDs in or their tapes or whatever they still have laying around. And then it just kind of grows from there. Next thing you know, they've got a laptop or an iPad. And, you know, FaceTime with their grandkids.
Sure. You've given us some great ideas, Lauren. You know your stuff. Wingenuity serves northern and northwest Indiana, all around the Michiana area. How can Lakeshore listeners learn more about your company for their business or their home?
Sure. Well, essentially, you know, first place to start would be, you know, to our website is at wingenuity.com. We, you know, really go through in depth a lot of the services that we offer to both residential and business clients in the area as well. If you've got any issues or needing computer repair or some IT consulting for your business, we'd be glad to help you out.
Lauren Brewer is the president and CEO of Wingenuity, Inc. Thanks so much for taking the time. Very interesting. A lot of good stuff, Lauren. Thanks. Have a great, enjoy the Father's Day weekend.
Thanks. You too, Tavis. Really appreciate it. Yeah!